Hello, welcome to day 14 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-day Equity Challenge. My name is Camille. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you are looking at me now, you would see that I have shoulder-length, light brown hair, and I'm wearing glasses. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. Our racial inequality crisis is intertwined with our climate crisis. If we don't work on both, we will succeed at neither. Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson, marine biologist, policy advisor, and founder and CEO of Ocean Collective. Today, June 5th, is World Environment Day, the largest global platform for environmental public outreach, and is celebrated by millions of people across the world. Please join us today as we delve into this topic and explore its connection to racism. Environmental racism, a pervasive issue within the United States, manifests in the unequal distribution of environmental hazards and resources, disproportionately affecting communities of color. In southeastern Michigan, this injustice is starkly evident as vulnerable populations bear the brunt of pollution, toxic waste, and inadequate environmental protections. Acknowledging the historical roots of this problem, we understand that marginalized communities have long been marginalized in terms of access to clean air, water, and green spaces. Despite strides in environmental awareness, communities in southeastern Michigan, such as Detroit, continue to grapple with systemic disparities, highlighting the urgent need for comprehensive solutions. Dr. Robert Boulard, professor of urban planning and environmental policy at Texas Southern University, said, "When you look at the most powerful predictor of where the most industrial pollution is, race is the most potent predictor. Communities of color bear the disproportionate brunt of climate impacts, grappling with everything from severe storms and heat waves to heightened pollution levels. Fossil fuel facilities are often strategically placed in Black neighborhoods, resulting in compromised air quality and an increased vulnerability to health threats, such as COVID. While these issues are gradually gaining media attention, there's a less explored intersection between race and climate that demands more discourse. Disturbingly, studies reveal alarming statistics indicating the severity of environmental racism in southeastern Michigan. For instance, a report by the Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition highlights that predominantly African-American neighborhoods in Detroit experience more air pollution than predominantly white neighborhoods. There are an estimated 721 premature deaths annually in Detroit from exposure to pollution. Moreover, a comprehensive study by the University of Michigan notes that communities with lower income levels are more likely to be situated near hazardous waste sites, further exacerbating the environmental inequities. It is crucial to recognize that this issue goes beyond mere statistics and academic discussions. It is a lived experience for many residents who endure the consequences of systemic neglect and injustice. To foster lasting change, we must engage in open dialogue, amplify marginalized voices, and actively work towards dismantling the structures that perpetuate environmental racism. Only through collective action can we hope to create a future where every resident of southeastern Michigan, regardless of their background, can enjoy a clean and safe environment. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. What resonated with or surprised you in today's topic and corresponding resources? What connections do you see between race, socioeconomic status, and environmental well-being? How is that intersectionality showing up in your local community? In what ways do you think environmental racism might manifest in our local communities in southeastern Michigan? Consider the personal reflection shared in the memo about the emotional toll of addressing both racism and climate issues. How can individuals cope with and support one another in facing these challenges? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.